Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. So grateful to have the opportunity to do this, to connect with you guys, to share what's in my heart and mind and soul, put it out to the world and know that it is being received and appreciated and nurtured by all of you guys who are listening. It is such a beautiful relationship that we share. And that's actually what I want to talk a little bit about today, is relationships and relationships with yourself and others. And, you know, it's certainly one of the most challenging things that all of us come across is dealing with, you know, whether it's romantic relationships, you know, parent-child relationships, friendships. These things are the things that stimulate growth the most. And I believe that's the most important thing to bring as far as awareness to these interactions with others. Always, 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 especially when others are involved. What is this showing me about myself? How can I learn? How can I grow? How can I become a little better than I was before, or how I would have dealt with this situation before? And I'm going to jump into that here in a moment. Talk a little bit about a story and some of my own personal experiences over the last several days that sort of, you know, led me to this topic that I'm sure others must be feeling and ready for, because, you know, as I view it, whatever's coming through me is somehow being reflected by those who are tuning in out there, and vice versa. We're all just reflections of each other. And I love that. It's such a beautiful experience here. So before I jump into that topic a little bit further, let me rewind and read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. They not only help us to reach new people, but they also help to fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. So if you haven't reviewed on iTunes, please do so. And this one came in by Maria Melusina, and the title is Profoundly Impactful Spiritual Guidance. It's difficult to convey in words how incredible this podcast is. Whether you're looking to learn about ascension, increasing the positivity in your life, or to expand your mind, Brandon provides it all. I don't typically write reviews, but this podcast has been so influential and helpful for me on a personal level that I can't hold back from sharing, in the hopes that Brandon will continue his labor of love, knowing that it is appreciated by so many. Since listening to Brandon's podcast, I've noticed an immense change in my day-to-day life. I'm thinking about situations differently, thinking about the future differently, and most importantly, enjoying the present moment as much as possible. This is the one podcast that I can honestly say has helped to pull me out of the depths of a really deep depression and has helped me come to terms with issues I've been dealing with my whole life. Definitely listen to this podcast. I promise that it has something for you. Oh, thank you, Maria, for taking the time to review. I am humbled and honored to play a role in your unfolding epic journey and adventure that is your life. And of course, I'm just a reflection, right? I'm just here reflecting back a part of self. And obviously, you're ready for this vibration, this frequency that I'm, you know, emanating. And so it's really you. You're doing it. I'm here as a guide, a reminder, perhaps a member. And it's an honor and a pleasure to connect. And speaking of, you know, folks being affected by the show. How did you guys like Alexa and Alex on the first P-Head Posse show? That was her idea to experiment a little bit with bringing you guys into the show, hearing your stories, hearing your journeys. And of course, I have a lot of things that I'm juggling. So it frees up a day where, you know, you guys take over. So if you haven't reached out to Alexa, you can definitely do so on the Positive Heads Facebook group. And that's a reminder to get in there. If you haven't joined us there, it's a private group where you can open up and share, you know, thoughts, questions with each other, support each other. But you can also email her alexa@positivehead.com. And she is queuing up people to bring onto the show. So I think we just had one person last week, and maybe there'll be multiple that we can fit in to a show. And like I said, we're experimenting, so I'd love to hear your feedback. I know Alexa would love to hear your feedback too. So maybe in the Facebook group, you can say something about it if you know, if you're feeling it, if you're enjoying it. Hope so. I definitely appreciate the effort, and I thought she did a fabulous job, and Alex as well. So. All right, let's move right along here into a further dive into the topic that I want to talk about. So, yeah, you know, what kind of bubbled up for me in the last few days is, for one, I've really been having a lot of experiences with my heart chakra just being blasted open, just being wide open and feeling so much love energy flowing through me, unconditional love to others. And it feels so, so good. And I'm just... you know, practicing this more and more and more. And the more I practice it, the more I'm addicted to it. And, you know, just to give you guys an example of something that's bubbled up. So an ex-partner, and I'm not going to name names. I've had multiple partners in the last 5 years. So, you know, no need to get specific. But an ex-partner who, you know, I was very close with, lived with, all those things, shared resources. You know, I paid for most things, that pretty much everything during the time we were together, which was my pleasure. I love serving in that way. It's like, it's so nice to be like the giver, the nurturer, and something that I get a lot of joy from. And that's something that's important too, by the way, as receivers out there. You know, sometimes we're like, no, don't pay for dinner or whatever. You shouldn't pay for it. And I remember hearing Tony Robbins talk about this, and he goes, well, you know, when someone, you shut someone down who wants to give to you, you're robbing them of that experience. It is such a joy to be able to give. So something to think about, you know, being both the giver and the receiver and giving people that experience. So anyway, yeah. So at the time, you know, I was paying for pretty much everything, and I set up a credit card with her name on it. I added her to my card that had like, I don't know, I think like a $9,000 limit, something like that. And I said, here, just use this for whatever, you know. Some things were just for her, some were, you know, groceries or whatever, and I'll pay it off each month. And about the time, you know, things, it was obvious it was time for us to sort of split ways, was when my former company was going through a major upheaval. And so I just basically was, you know, we split. I was having to rebuild from scratch, you know, a company that was, I just received a huge offer to be bought out. And you guys have heard the story before, you know. If not, you can go back and listen to my wild ride with creating a business that was one of the fastest growing companies in the country, and then crashed and burned. And now, you know, rebuilding from that. And I'm a couple years past that now, and things are really, you know, on the up and up. But at the time, it was a rough moment. And so anyway, instead of paying off that card that she pretty much ran up, I was just I just set it up for auto payments, you know, minimum payments. So any money that I have, I'm reinvesting and growing my new business out of the ashes. Right. And so, you know, a couple years goes by, and that ended up being also reporting on her credit, which from my perspective was really good. She didn't have a lot of credit. It put a $9,000 card on her credit, you know, always being paid on time, that sort of thing. And of course, you know, it's all from me, essentially. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I received a message from her like, you know, why is this card on my credit, and you screwed me, and, you know, I should have known better. And, you know, and it's like, hold on here. Are you trying to thank me for giving you a bunch of money. And like, you know, this card's always been paid on time. And then there was a lot of insinuation, just a lot of negative. Like the perspective was like, so like, I was kind of shocked by it. It's like, how could someone land at that perspective? You know, like, hold on, I gave you $9,000. Now I'm paying the bill off. Yes, I'm just been paying minimum payments for years because haven't paid it off. I'm reinvesting everything into growing a new business, and just viewed that as like, you know, it's interesting how people can land on a perspective of like, you screwed me. This maxed out card on my credit is negative. It's harming me. And you know, I should have never listened to anything you had to say. You know, sort of deceived me or something, you know? And it was like, wow, you're welcome. Right. And at first I reacted in a way that was, you know, sort of not maybe in my highest form, you know, reacting and kind of just getting a little bit ugly back and saying, you know, just kind of what you would expect from someone who's seen it from a totally different perspective of, I actually did a really, really good deed there. And so, but then after not very long at all, and then the conversation kind of ended and she's, you know, said, I'm not responding or talking to you anymore or whatever. And after that, you know, right back into, I'd been having so much heart chakra opened sessions by myself, you know, for days on end. And it just instantly, I just kind of shifted into like, instead of being mad at her, and from one perspective, I could have taken a perspective of, this person is the most ungrateful, like, you know, like, how dare she, right? I'm cutting them out. I'm never speaking to them again, that kind of stuff. Instead of like going there, my heart just being opened and thinking about like, I saw a quote by Wayne Dyer, and I love this quote. And it's, see the light in others and treat them as if that is all you see. And I started thinking, you know, how much of this, and I honestly don't know how much of this is her really being agitated about, you know, her perspective on how this was financially damaging to her, which, you know, from my perspective is really out there, but I see how she got there. Or I don't know if it's like, how much is rooted in the pain that maybe still exists from our relationship, because during our relationship, my heart was very closed. You know, there was mismatch energetically in certain ways with us, a lot of matches in many, many levels, but on some key levels, intimacy being one of them, there was a disconnect. And so my heart chakra was closed. And so a lot of the time was her, you know, really longing for my heart to be open and trying to, you know, sort of in the best way she could get that to happen. And me sort of like, you know, pulling away. And so I started thinking about that and started thinking about like, you know, how much of this is rooted in pain that's still there, you know, hurt. And I don't know, maybe she doesn't care at all anymore. I'm not sure. My feeling is that there's still some hurt there. And so instantly I just wanted to like, you know, see the light, even though from one perspective I could view her as being very shallow and ungrateful for what I'd done for her. And, you know, it just, all that just kind of like melted away. And it's like, how could I wish I had the opportunity to like give you that love now, that especially, you know, years later, and my heart is very opened lately, as I mentioned, a lot of heart chakra open moments. And even within intimacy, in intimate situations. You know, I saw an Osho quote recently, in love, the other is important. In lust, you are important. And I've definitely had a lot of like, I guess, lust-centric sex over my adult life. And I'm really moving into a place where I'm bringing a heart chakra open for the first time. And it's like a new world, you know? And you guys, you've heard me talk about this before. It's like, for some reason, it was always like mutually exclusive, like sex and love. Even though I've always been such a loving person, I wasn't able or successfully bringing that heart chakra opening into intimate situations. And that's just started for me. And so I instantly started thinking, wow, I wish I could go back in time and give this person that like part of myself that they longed for that they couldn't get, you know? you know, I think of intimacy, into me, I see, right? It's when you look at the word, and as you get truly intimate and you open your heart to people, see the light in others, treat them as if that is all you see. If, you know, if you're, you know, tying this into, you know, and once again, I'm just thinking back on some of the things that were missing in our relationship and sex. So synergistic energy exchanges, my heart wasn't opened. So she never got this deep, profound, like heart energy from me that she really deserved and that I wished I'd had the chance to give. And so I would urge anyone out there to, you know, if you're having trouble with your partners in this way, to really explore opening your heart and approaching it from what if I'm looking to serve instead of receive? What if I'm focusing on the light in them during these intimate interactions? And what you'll find, intimacy into you, you'll see all of a sudden this flowering of like so much love energy that is just like pouring out, that is coming, radiating off of you towards yourself, towards them, towards life. It just like starts overflowing you almost to the point where you want to like explode. It's just like so beautiful. And like I said, I'm sort of a babe in the woods where this is concerned and it's new to me. But it's like, wow, what have I been missing? You know? And I think at some level I've always known that was there in potential, and it's as it's starting to unfold, you know, now I think of how can I send love to this person? And even though, you know, their perspective was off, you know, from, you know, one very logical perspective, from a deeper, more powerful place, like is how much is this is rooted in hurt? How much of this anger towards me is rooted in hurt? And how can I, even though we're not in physical contact really anymore, how can I still send that energy, that love, that unconditional love to that person? And that's really what I've been focusing on doing. So this has been, you know, just a, like I said, something that's bubbled up in my world that I just wanted to share and what it led me down the road of kind of seeing into further. Just always going back to seeing the light in others and treat them as if that is all you will see, all you see. And you'll see them come and start reflecting that back. Because everyone, let's face it, everyone deep down is the same love. Consciousness, source consciousness is love. We're all that at our deepest level, and we've all been hurt, and we all put on masks, and we all take, you know, irrational responses from time to time, seeing things only from our perspective, not seeing a bigger picture, and lashing out in anger. Oftentimes, is just a sign that someone is deeply hurting. And how can you bring healing to that? How can you open your heart towards those people? For me, there's nothing that feels better as I get better and better at this. And I would encourage all of you to do the same. So next time someone comes at you and their perspective is like way off from, you know, compared to yours, you know, instead of judging them, like look deeper, look deeper, look deeper, see the light in them. How can you bring love and peace and healing to the situation?
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. The concept for the book initially came to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, confirming for me that the information in the book is pertinent to get to the world at this moment in our collective evolution. In the book, I share the 8 keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 25 years of trial, error, and deep exploration, including one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. I think most of you will agree with me that talk is a bit cheap, especially these days, and results speak the loudest of all. Well, these keys have led me to manifesting incredible results, such as an Inc. fastest growing private company, uncanny health, incredible relationships, and success with this podcast. However, I'm not any more special than you, and anyone can apply this information to achieve incredible results in their own life. I also believe waking up our planet by sharing these keys to abundance is the quickest way to help us to transition our home into the planet of paradise it is destined to become. which is why I'd like to gift the book to you at goldenkey.gift when you use the golden key code POSITIVEHEAD. I would also like to invite you to create your own unique golden key code so you in turn can gift the book to others, as well as invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation game with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and on the website, where readers are also going to share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. Lastly, I'm going to practice what I preach by sharing 50% of the abundance generated from the golden game and sale of the other golden goodies on the website with you and all the other readers. So if you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. Also, if you end up loving and appreciating your gifted copy of the book, please take a moment to go to Amazon and give it a review, which will greatly help me reach and unlock more hearts with the golden key.
That's all that I seek to do. I even thought of with this partner how beautiful it would be to meet up with her and, you know, in a neutral place, like maybe even a park somewhere that's like, you know, and no words. I use so many words, right? And sometimes words only go so far, right? And, you know, maybe sit down. I just imagine what it would be like to sit down with this person and just eye gaze and send, you know, just resonate with my heart being fully opened and healing energy and just the true love that I have there that was maybe numbed during that relationship, but letting that out and just letting the person feel it and letting myself feel it and how wonderfully healing that would be. So, you know, thinking about things like that instead of here's why they're wrong and they're screwed up and they're shallow and they're lame and they're, you know, all those things, all the division, taking sides, you know, love totally dissolves all of that and it brings out the best in everyone and everything. So if you have the chance to heal, something with someone where there's maybe a history and hurt, do it. If you have the chance to open your heart more with your partner that you still have in within reach in your life, do it. You know, focus on the other. Focus on serving instead of what can I get from this, and watch how transformative the experiences can be, how different the energy can be. So many times people are caught up on all the physical stuff. What is my body like? Is it good enough? Is it all these, like, you know, you look at like pornography and things like that. It's all very physical focused. The funny thing about that I'm realizing now, all that's sort of like a joke, because the real power is in the energy that you cultivate. That's what, I mean, there's people out there who are having, you know, not even, practicing tantric, sex and things like this, where there's no touch involved, just energy exchange that takes people, like, blast them out of their body completely to a whole nother level of interaction and experience and ecstasy. So all these ideas of not being enough, and, you know, you tie in all these physical things that sort of the base level ideas that float around in our society. And it's like, as I tap in more and more to my heart and these really potent energies, it's like, holy smokes, like, I've got so much good energy to give, so much love to give. It's like, you know, oh, crack open your heart. That's all I can say. Crack open your heart. And especially when someone's coming at you in a cross way, in a way that, you know, you can justify, you know, how they're wrong and how you're right. Throw all that away and bring healing, bring love to the situation. Let's take this to the next level. Let's be the ones that look at serving. Let's be the ones that are opening our heart. Let's be the ones that in the ongoing fight of here's why I'm right, here's why you're wrong. You know, this dichotomy that has reigned supreme for eons in recorded history and beyond recorded history in humanity. It's the plague of humanity. Here's my perspective. Here's why it's right. And here's why you've wronged me. And here's why I'm going to fight you. And here's why I'm going to resist you. Let's just stop it all. Let's just, you know, truly love is the answer now. What was the question? My favorite of all time, guys. And there's a reason, because it's true. It may be cliche, but it is so true. And I have so much love for you guys. I hope this This little adventure into my mind and heart today has helped you in some way to understand and see more of your own potential. It certainly has helped me to tap in more to my own. And for that, I am eternally grateful. I do have a song to leave you guys with. I recommend if you're not driving, do you guys ever hug yourself listening to music? That's another thing that I just started doing that is super powerful. Intimate, into me, I see. It just takes it to the next level. You know, music has a way of tapping into something. You know, Tom Petty said, I saw soon after he passed, music is something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, music is the closest thing to magic I've found. And I resonate with that. You know, like music can unlock, you know, something in you that nothing else can. For me, it's just like, it just it can be when the words, the lyrics, the melodies, you know, the notes being played are just, you know, unlock something in us. Return of the Bird Tribes talks about this, that book that you guys have heard me mention before, how, you know, music will be sort of the key to unlock a lot of our awakening. There'll be, you know, keys, these notes, these melodies that are triggers. And I definitely feel that very, very powerfully. I actually sent this song to that partner. You know, at first I reacted to her message, her text to me, like, have you lost your mind? And I was, like I said, I was not my highest self in my reaction. And then after, you know, a few hours or the next day, as my heart was back blasted open and I started thinking of, you know, how I wished I had the opportunity to go back in time and give her that love that she sought that I just wasn't in a place to give, you know, in my own development and growth. And as I thought about that, and then I was listening to this song on like repeat that I'm about to play, I was listening to it on repeat this weekend just because I newly found it and it's just so powerful. So I just shared it with her and just said, look, you know, there's no hidden meaning. There's no, I just want to share something beautiful with you. And, you know, hoping she listened and hoping it resonated the way it resonates with me. So I recommend you guys hugging yourself, listening to this one, and getting intimate with yourself, with all of the world. I love you guys. Thank you so much. This is Elephant Revival. The song is On and On. Till next time, journey well.
Also, quickly, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the code POSITIVEHEAD. I also wanted to remind you that I will now be doing a live Q&A every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time on the new social audio app Clubhouse. I have really been wanting to connect and interact with all of you more for quite some time, and I'm super excited to now have two new ways to do it. First, if you're already on Clubhouse, be sure to follow me and click the little bell on my profile and select to always be notified when I go live on the Clubhouse app. And if you'd like to connect on an even more intimate Zoom gathering once a month, now you can do that too by registering at goldenkey.gift.
Chisel the stone, inward there you go. Pretty soon you learn there's nowhere left to go. Return the halls and mirrors, the chains and fears and breath to hold. The crown and queen, well she's spinning like the world. And she goes on and on, and on she goes. Tell her a tale, so stories long forgot. He's still speaking in tongues, and he's rolling in the plot. The wheel it spins without within a heart of fire. With your breath upon the embers as the flames grow higher, and it goes on and on, and on and on it goes. Can die ever so young, reborn upon the beds of the dying tongue. So many have sworn for all truth to be said. And night it falls upon desire, where our forgotten dreams can be seen. And in our eternal flames and fire, our bodies wax and wane. And it goes on and on, and on it goes.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.